Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Many of the younger folks seem to have drifted away from the once common outdoors existence and the inadvertent absorption of knowledge al fresco. However, most every adult in this neck of the woods old enough to remember Elvis in his prime can recognize a catawba tree. We also called them catawba trees, substituting the L and P with a W and B in the way that we Southerners slow down an uppity three-syllable word. Catawbas are deciduous hardwood trees with heart-shaped leaves and long panicles of maroon and white flowers. They were formerly valued as ornamental shade trees and for durable lumber. South Jackson Street in Monroe was once lined with large, beautiful catawbas that, according to some sources, sprouted from catawba fence posts. One group of admirers appreciated catawbas for reasons other than aesthetic. In fact, they enjoyed them most when infested with a parasite and nearly defoliated. Resourceful fishermen have long sought the parasites in the form of caterpillars as fish bait supreme. Indeed, many a whiskered catfish has been wrestled over the side of a Cypress John boat after falling victim to a two-aught hook garnished with a catawba worm. We do call them worms, but they are actually caterpillars of the catawba sphinx moth. Their life cycle begins as eggs attached to the bottom of catawba leaves in the spring. The eggs hatch into caterpillars that voraciously eat the leaves, often leaving the tree in a near-naked state. If the caterpillars manage to avoid predators such as wasps and cuckoos and fishermen, they enter the ground under the tree and pupate into adult catawba sphinx moths. The plain brown moths emerge and lay eggs on the tree to complete the cycle. Several generations occur in one summer, and the last one overwinters in the ground until the following spring. So, opinions concerning catawba trees are not unlike politics. It's a matter of perspective. One either votes for them as handsome ornamentals or as sources of fish bait. You can't have your shade tree and eat your blackened catfish, too.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.